540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Prosecutors and defense attorneys are trying to tell different stories about what happened when federal agents tried to arrest an undocumented man outside Judge Hannah Dugan's Milwaukee County courtroom. The trial resumes today. ICE agents testified yesterday. Dugan confronted them in the hallway, questioned their warrant, and ordered them to the chief judge's office before Eduardo Flores Ruiz slipped out of a back door and ran from the courthouse. Dugan's lawyers said she was following new courthouse policies and was worried about safety. Jurors were shown surveillance video from multiple angles. The case centers on whether Dugan knowingly helped the defendant evade arrest or was acting within her authority to manage her courtroom. Milwaukee will see new support for youth and community programs thanks to $9.3 million in AmeriCorps funding announced by Governor Tony Evers. The funding backs 20 programs statewide. Local projects include after-school and literacy programs at the Boys and Girls Club, college prep help at Marquette, and services for people facing homelessness or addiction. Serve Wisconsin says the effort will place hundreds of AmeriCorps members in communities across the state. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A hazmat team was called in last night after a semi-hauling lead-acid batteries caught fire on 43 near Good Hope Road. The truck was fully engulfed, forcing deputies to shut down the road in both directions while crews contained the fire. No one was hurt, but officials say the cargo made cleanup tricky. Northbound lanes reopened first, while southbound lanes stayed closed a little longer. The Racine Firefighter Union is backing Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley in the race for Wisconsin governor. Local 321 announced its endorsement yesterday, praising Crawley's record on public safety and union labor. The union president says Crawley has helped cities secure more funding for emergency services and expand programs to fight opioid addiction. The city of Milwaukee is behind a bill at the state capitol that would make 21 the legal age to buy anything with nicotine, including cigarettes and vapes. It's already federal law, but state rules haven't caught up yet. Supporters like public health officials, police, schools, and the city of Milwaukee say it would help keep nicotine out of the hands of younger teens. Lawmakers are currently reviewing the matter in a Senate committee. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On to the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Kansas City for the NCAA Final Four, the tournament to decide the next national champion in volleyball. Mimi Collier, nominated for Player of the Year, on the team with a chance to win it all this weekend after beating the number one seed Texas in the regionals 3-1.
Most unreal feeling. It still hasn't fully soaked in, but I for sure think that was most connective we've been throughout a match. Just keeping our heads up, and even though we lost that third set, we stuck with it and came back even stronger the fourth set.
Wisconsin plays Kentucky 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Coverage on ESPN. NFL, the Packers on the practice field. They play the Bears in Chicago Saturday night. Still bruised and banged up after the Broncos game. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with swelling in his left knee that he injured last month in New York against the Giants.
He's battling through. This guy's as tough as they come. I'll never count him out of the fight, I'll tell you that.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today in the mid-30s with wind out of the west to south at 5 to 15. Tonight, windy, mostly cloudy with some rain and snow after midnight. Temperatures steady in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, we'll start in the 40s with rain falling to the low 30s by late afternoon. Rain will change to snow by evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.